The U.S. Joint Command report says the governments of Pakistan and Mexico are at risk of, quote, sudden collapse. Jennifer Collins, assistant professor of political science at UW Stevens Point, specializes in Latin American studies.
I found it very surprising that they would put Mexico on the same level with Pakistan in terms of being that close to some sort of imminent collapse. I don't think that's the case.
The report indicates the government is under extreme pressure from drug cartels and organized crime, something Collins concedes has been going on since the mid-80s.
When the U.S. in the 1980s sort of shut down Florida, the Colombians then looked to Mexico and began making connections and started building ties with illegal Mexican cartels during that period. So since then, this has been a escalating problem in Mexico.
Still, Collins wonders if the report was issued to justify more U.S. military intervention, where some Mexican towns have become virtually lawless.
These drug cartels have lots of money at their disposal and essentially have enough guns to outgun the Mexican police and military. And the U.S. has been working with Mexico, you know, for a number of years trying to build elite units primarily within the Mexican military.
A major factor in the instability in the region is the failure of NAFTA to produce on promises of good-paying jobs for Mexico's shrinking middle class. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.